Our church is
taking my joy, taking my peace, taking my financial stability back, taking it all back. The ministry he gave me, taking it all back. The love he gave me, taking it all back. Can you take it back? Don't let him have it. I'm getting everything that I lost last year. And the year before, better yet, I'm getting more when I'm restored.
Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday.
I'm speaking prophetically. When God restores,
at 11:30 a.m.
when God restores,
until 12 noon,
it ain't like how we do.
Continuous blessing.
We just give you back
Pastor
what we
have. Victoria Holden Sr.
But when God restores,
Living Word Ministries,
he gives you back
thank
more.
You for your support.
He gives you back what's better. He gives you something you didn't have. I wish I had somebody.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe. With the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
From Psalm number 100, I thought it appropriate for us to talk about this message today dealing with these folk whose lives are filled with both the message of God in word and in music. And it's a wonderful psalm. Many of us know it, but I want to walk through it today as the Spirit of the Lord gives me unction to do so. Psalm number 100. I just want to begin with verse 1. Do you have it? Yes. Begin reading now. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, raise the praise. Raise the praise. Tell your neighbor if you don't mind. Neighbor, the word instructs us to raise the praise. Now give God a hand of praise if you really believe that. This is known as a psalm simply of thanksgiving. And when we look at the writer, who is very thankful to God, grateful to God for all of the interactions, both those that were positive and negative, based on his actions and based on his doing that he had with God. When he looked back over his life, he had nothing but thanksgiving to give to God. Now, verse 1 tells us, as he makes this righteous request, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. One of the things I want you to note is that word noise, because we hear that all the time. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. It's a joyful sound, but the word noise here translates into shout. Make a joyful shout. Now, the idea here is that of ancient times when a king had just come from winning a battle, and a parade was thrown down Main Street for him. And he would come in on his chariot, and he would have the bounty coming behind him. Many times, many of the people that they captured coming behind, showing his great conquest. And the people would shout with joy and excitement that their king had come and was a conquering king. And so therefore, their shout was not a shy shout, a lazy shout, just a humdrum shout. It was an enthusiastic shout. And so the Bible says, make a joyful shout unto who? Now listen, if you can shout for a king, you ought to be able to shout for the Lord. If you can shout because your team won the championship, won the Super Bowl, won this game, won that, you ought to be able to shout for the Lord. So it is what's called an awe-inspiring shout. Awe-inspiring. But not only is it awe-inspiring, it's also all-inclusive, because he says, all ye lands. All ye lands. That means it originally started with the Jews, but God expanded his love, his grace, his mercy to whosoever will, wherever they may be. They deserve to be a part of the praising of God. Verse 2, it's interesting because if I really had time to deal with it, and I won't be able to. I just want to share with you some things, give you a little something to do your own homework with. In this first verse, there are 10 words. Verse 2, there are 11 words. Verse 3, there are 29 words. In verse 4, there are 20 words. And in verse 5, there are 16 words. What's interesting in that fifth verse with the 16 words, there are 16 references to God in this 100th Psalm. One time, the word he appears in the fourth verse when it says, be thankful unto him, bless his name. Listen, when it says he, one he, I'm sorry, I said him, it's he. When we look at this, you need to see God is dealing with this man in such a way that in every verse, he can't help but go back and refer to God. So when he looks at him and see how he deals with him again, in every verse, he doesn't call him Lord and God in every verse. Matter of fact, he says Lord four times in verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, and verse 5. The Lord, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Verse 3, know ye that the Lord. Verse 5, for the Lord is good. Are y'all going to talk to me today? One time does he say God, and that's in verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is one time in all five verses, one time, God. There are eight times he uses the word his. In verse 2, all right, his, come before his presence with singing. Come before his presence with singing. That's in verse 2. Verse 3, it talks about, know ye that the Lord, he is God. But when it gets to the end of it, we say, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Then verse 4, go on, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And then when you go on and you see that the Lord God has been referenced in every one of this, you keep on to verse 5. For the Lord is good. His mercy is what? And his truth, what? Endure it to all generations. Let me go back to verse 2, because verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Now, what's interesting about this word serve is this, that it has multiple meanings, but two of the more exacting definitions for this word here is both work and worship. Work and worship. When it says serve, it's talking about being able to serve God with a glad heart, because here is again the idea. In ancient times, when people were saved, the person who saved them automatically received a servant for life, or until they did something where they were able to pay the price back. But many of us who have any kind of knowledge of God's word know that there is a price he paid for us we can never repay. So we serve the Lord with glad. It's a joy to serve the Lord. Whatever capacity you're serving him in, it ought to be with gladness. But it says, come before his presence with what? Singing. Now that also yields itself to the word worship. Serve the Lord is first. But when you switch it to the other meaning, it says worship the Lord with gladness. How many times do I see folk come in church and they are supposed to be worshiping the Lord with gladness, and they worship him with sadness, they worship him with madness, they worship him with issues, they worship him like they're doing him a favor, they worship him like, listen, I'm gonna give you a little bit of my time, but I'm not gonna give you all of my time. Listen, they don't worship him with gladness the way that they ought to worship him, because they don't recognize who he is. And when you know who he is, you can't help but come to him with singing, because your heart is happy. Have you ever been happy around the house and you be singing? Just, hey, you're in the car. Something in your heart is happy. You come up with a song. It doesn't matter what the thing is. If you're happy and you know it, you say something. So we sing because we are happy. Happy that God is our God. Verse 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Listen at this now. This is the longest verse of this 100 number of Psalm. Know. That first word, know, means to acknowledge. Comes from the Hebrew word yada, which means to know him intimately, to know him through instruction, to know him through observation, to know him through experience. In other words, to know him very intimately. Know him. Know him. See, that's the problem with a whole lot of us with our worship experience. We don't know who we're worshiping. You're going to note here that one gives us a righteous request, make a joyful noise. Verse 2 gives us the right to serve the Lord, worship the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. But verse 3 gives us the responsibility to know him. To know him. See, when you know him, then there's no doubt about him. The old folk used to sing old song, I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him. Listen, when you know God, the devil can do what he want to do, say what he want to say, but you begin to stand on the holy word of God and know that God cannot lie, God cannot fail, and God is always there. He promised never to forsake you, never to leave you. And when you know these things, listen, you know that he is God. None other. There's no other greater than him. There's no other like him. When you know him, listen, your assurance and your confidence is in him and him alone. You know him as your source. And because you know him as your source, you have no problem with his resources. Because you know that because of who he is multidimensional. There's more to him than meet the eye. Whatever you have need of, our God can, will, and is able to do it and to fix it when you know him. Know that he is God. It is he. He, two times he appears in scripture, and it appears right in this third verse. It is he that had made us, and not what? We are, listen, get it off yourself. Climb down off your high horse. You might be fooling somebody else like you all that. But listen, God is the only one who is all that. Now, listen, it is he that had made us. He's creator. Isaiah 40, 28, has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faineth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You got to know the God you serve. Has God not known? For it is he that had made us and not we ourselves. Look. We are his people. We are his possession. And our God is a jealous God. And he doesn't want us to have any other God other than him. And he wants us to know, him intimately. Help me if you will, Chronicles 7:14. If my people, we are his people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Why? Because they're my people. Anybody belong to the Lord in here? Tell somebody, I belong to God. I say, tell somebody, if you belong to him, why would I tell them that? Because the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If he's touched you, if he's changed you, if he's saved you, if he's healed you, if he's delivered you, if he's blessed you, if he's lifted you, whatever he's done for you, you ought to be able to show some sign. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I said I couldn't keep it to myself. Something got a hold of me.
Have I got a witness in the house?
His people. And then the last part of that third verse says, sheep of his pasture. So now it moves on to him being our shepherd. The same psalmist that wrote 100 wrote 23. Tried to tell you about it last Sunday. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, when you are a sheep of the Lord, remember, it's his pasture, which means he provides everything the sheep needs. And I got a witness here. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I know everything I need, my God will supply. And I know that even when I don't know what I need, he who sits up high looks down low and provides for me every day what I have need of. I heard his son say, give us this day our daily bread. Have I got a witness here? But I'm closing now. But I'm reminded of one of the universities of special days called a day of religious emphasis. And they invited this well-known orator down to speak to the students on this religious day. And he was a great orator who was called upon all over the world. And every time he got ready to close his orations, he would inevitably say the 23rd Psalm. And when he'd say the 23rd Psalm, the people would seem to be enthralled by the way he presented it. And he stood up with clarity, great diction, with a poise and a pose that was second to none. And he began saying, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And he would walk all the way through that psalm. And by the time he got down to the last verse of that 23rd psalm, the people would be on their feet rejoicing and shouting and saying, encore, encore. And he would stand there for about 5 or 10 minutes while the people kept on saying, encore, do it again. And he would start all over. And the next time he would do it, it would be better than the first time. Oh, y'all don't hear me. And they'd stand up another 5 or 10 minutes just giving him accolades, throwing roses on the stage, shouting glory to God. But then when he got through, the old preacher they had invited to do the benediction was called to do the benediction. And when he stepped up to the podium, somebody in the audience shouted, oh, preacher, why don't you say the 23rd Psalm? And the old preacher looked and said, well, I'm on program to do the benediction. And then the chancellor stepped up and said, sir,
it's all right if you do the 23rd Psalm. And the old preacher looked up and he said, well, that's all right. And he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And he walked on through that psalm. And when he got through with the psalm, nobody stood up. Nobody shouted glory. Nobody threw roses. Nobody did anything like they had done for the great orator. But there wasn't a dry eye in the place. Everyone you saw had tears rolling down their eyes, blowing their nose, had pains in the heart for how they knew the presence of God was in that place. And my brothers and sisters, when it was all over, the great orator went to the old preacher and said, old preacher, I've spoken all over this country, and everywhere I go, I've been trying to get an effect like that on people. I like what they give me, but I've been trying to get what they give you. Can you tell me what is it you do that make them respond like that? I want to say the 23rd Psalm, and folk have tears in their eyes. I want to say the 23rd Psalm, and the folk feel the presence of God. I want to say the 23rd Psalm, and people know that God is real. Can you help me, preacher? And he said, yes, sir. He said, well, I see you're a very educated man. And when you speak from information. But when I speak from inspiration. Y'all don't hear me. When you speak from your knowledge. But when I speak from my wisdom. When you speak from your great education. But when I speak from God's revelation. When you speak what you know. But when I speak who I know. You know the psalm, but I know the shepherd. You see, you got to be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you, and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.